Next individual, please. Carla?
Item 701, request of Mary Ann Schwab to address council regarding 3.96 code, current system of recognizing neighborhood and business associations is the city's human infrastructure and must not be discarded 92%.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Mary Ann Schwab, a community advocate. Let me start today by saying thank you to the members of the 396 Code Advisory Committee, representing a wonderful cross-section of ages, occupations, religious affiliations, for volunteering their time. And I sincerely hope they will consider serving a little bit longer. What I find troubling is the committee went the opposite direction as directed by council under RES 37373 by not formally recognizing other groups and dismantling the neighborhood association system, especially when learning the code committee was not given no reference to the auditor's report, the adopted public involvement principles, or chapter 2 of the comp plan, which deals with public involvement. The auditor said in her report, the neighborhood associations need to be strengthened, not disbanded. I respectfully suggesting that more work is needed on the code language before it is viewed as completed by the city's auditor, mayor, and commissioners prior to the first reading October 3rd, 2019. The ONI system is recognizing neighborhood and business associations is part of the city's human infrastructure, must not be discarded. The CAD needs to strengthen and build upon the strengths of existing neighborhood association while broadening it to involve full diversity of our communities. The OCCL draft proposal in front of City Council to eliminate neighborhood associations effectively guts the City Charter 396 code. It will eliminate opportunities for funding staff to help constituents solve problems within their community. The city charter is designed to make amendments when needed. However, you don't tear up the city charter, chapter 396 only, which is the foundation of how people have interacted with the city of Portland. To help guide each of you, I'm asking the city code, the city council, and the public at large to strongly consider Robert McCullough's response to the office in community and civic life core change, frequently asked questions, which helps illustrate the depth of the issues within the OCC Code Committee's proposed amendments. In closing, Council, please consider telling Civic Life to start over entirely with a new committee, involve neighborhood associations as key stakeholders at the start of the community-based organizations and the historically underrepresented groups, albeit with all this discussion about updating city code and standards to update and improve city civic engagement framework should happen in the context of and after city council addresses city charter, which is up for review in 2020 or 2021. Thank you for using this process to hear from people and constituents like me who care. Little postscript. Don't bend, don't water it down, don't try to make it logical, don't edit your own soul searching to fashion. Rather, follow your most intense obsessions mercilessly. Franz Kaffe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor.
Commissioner Daly.
Marianne, thank you for being here today. You know I appreciate you, and we're not going to have a dialogue on this, but I'm going to comment on what you just said, because you are spreading misinformation along with media outlets and other community members that I can't let stand. We are absolutely not dismantling the neighborhood associations. Nothing is changing for them. They will continue to exist. They will continue to work with coalitions, which we will continue to fund. They will continue to be notified, to receive notices from bureaus, and they are actually included in the code change. As far as the auditor's report, we are making great strides towards addressing the issues raised by that report, and this code change is actually part of that. It does not eliminate any opportunities for neighborhood associations to participate. We are simply adding chairs to what has been a very exclusive table. And finally, starting over with a new committee is very disrespectful to the people that volunteered their time to this process. And these are esteemed community members, and I'm just very disappointed to hear what you had to say. Let's have a debate about what's really happening not spread misinformation about it. Thank you. It's not a dialogue. We're done.
We can agree to disagree.
I'm absolutely not going to do that.
Thank you, Marianne.